This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, a recent report by CoBank expects the farm economy to tighten again in 2018, and experts say that will lead to more farmers filing Chapter 12 bankruptcy. DTN, the Progressive Farmer, reports that wheat and dairy producers are among the hardest hit, with an increase in Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings in Kansas and Wisconsin reaching the highest level since 2012. The number of Chapter 12 filings has been on the rise since 2014, when there were about 380 filings. That number spiked to just more than 500 in 2017. Chapter 12 is designed specifically for farmers with regular annual income and allows them to stop debt collection and establish repayment plans of 3 to 5 years with creditors. The law also allows farmers to restructure debt without forming creditors' committees. Meanwhile, the report points out that trade is mission critical for agriculture this year. CoBank says U.S. agriculture has a lot at stake as these negotiations unfold, and the rhetoric is likely to get worse before it gets better. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders sponsored a trip for FFA members in the county to tour the Mashhoffs facility in Carlisle this week. The tour qualified FFA members to attend the Illinois Farm Bureau Youth Conference this spring. Young Leader member Katie Brown serves as a senior research manager for the Mashhoffs, and she helped organize the tour. Katie, you and your family reside in Montgomery County. We'll start there. You're a local gal.
I am. We have hog facilities just south of Farmersville and Raymond there. So grew up on hog farm and am currently working at the Mashhoffs.
Well, we very much enjoyed the tour today, myself and the group of FFA members and ag teachers. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about what we saw on the tour. Talk to us and our listeners about some of the things that we were shown today in the different facilities.
Yep. Being a part of Young Leaders, I volunteered our services to do a tour of Mashhoffs. I wanted to go and tour our research facility because that's kind of where I reside a lot. And actually my husband decided that, hey, we should also do the feed mill tour. Okay. So we toured the feed mill just south of Carlisle, went up and got to see the control room. We got to see the pelleter and whatnot. And then we went down to our research facility that's in New Minden, Illinois. Got everybody in and out of there and got to see our automated feed system, how we do it in the modern industry.
And your title with the Mashhoffs is your senior research manager. So research and the projects going on is pretty close to home for you and your position. So what research is going on? Is it going on continuously, or what are some of the projects happening?
So being a senior research manager, we have lots of things going on. I can't actually recall how many projects we have currently going on. There's quite a few, and they range all over the Midwest. Right now, we're going to be starting up one in northwestern Iowa. Can't get there right now because it's a little snowy, but looking at some different heating systems. So we got that one going on. Also doing some new vaccine programs, looking at those in McLean County. And then here we have our research facility in Carlisle, and then we also have one in Beardstown. So the research that we run through there can be anything from genetics to nutrition, reproduction. It really varies, but going all year round.
Well, it's very impressive, and you know, the name Mashhoffs, almost anyone involved in agriculture is familiar with the name, and it's been a successful business, and it's a family business. And I'd have to think that this research that's ongoing has a lot to do with that. I think you guys are probably always looking on how you can improve and change things.
Yes, definitely. We're always trying to be on the cutting edge of technology and agriculture in general. That's where we want to be. It's a long-term plan to keep striving to do the good quality research that we are currently doing. And really, it's up to our production partners and our producers to tell us what they need done. And then as my team, we take that research and we apply it to the industry and hopefully can answer some of the questions they have.
Kind of backing up to, you mentioned we went on a tour of the feed mill today, goes hand in hand with trying to be the best at what you do. All of your growers or producers that have hogs, I mean, they're all fed the same feed. You guys produce the feed that the pigs are eating. Talk to us about that.
Yep. So it all starts with the base diet. So we got to see that today of, you know, the the corn, the soybeans, the soybean meal, everything that goes into a diet. And then it's up to our nutritionists to research what is the best ration. And then we have done our research in barn at the facility that we went to today to determine what we needed to do in each phase of the diet, and then implementing that across the system.
And it's so interesting because whether it's a sow that's in gestation or it's a pig that's going to market, all of these different animals, depending on the stage of their life, they have different diets.
Yes, that is correct. Omar Mendoza was there today to do our feed mill tour, and he was even talking about that our boars have a specific diet that we feed them, trying to improve their energy to produce what they need to produce. So,
well, it's definitely been a great day for the tour, and I think you mentioned it as we were doing kind of the windshield tour of the different locations. The buildings have different names. This is kind of a fun fact. They're named by states. That's kind of a unique thing to know.
Yes, it was definitely interesting coming to the MASH house, and everybody was like, oh, I'm headed to Florida today, or I'm going over to Hawaii to the farrowing barns. And just a little unique quirk of the MASH house, but it's always fun to say that I did go to Hawaii today. So.
And I don't remember the exact number, which you can tell us, but I know that the Mashoffs, one of the top hog producers in the country, probably the world. Katie, what's the number for that?
The ninth largest producer in the world. And it is a family-owned operation, so that does make us unique as well.
Over 20 FFA members were on the tour, and I had a chance to talk with Drew Watson of Nokomis. Drew said he experienced several new things.
Yes, I'm a senior at Nokomis High School. I am the treasurer of the Nokomis FFA. After high school, I plan on attending Western Illinois University. I'm probably going to major in fire science and minor in construction management.
All right, well, sounds like you've got some good plans as you finish out your senior year. Today, we're actually on a tour with several other FFA members, and we just got done touring the Mashoffs facility in Carlisle. You got to see the inside of a hog building, a feed mill. Tell us your thoughts about today. Did you see anything new? What'd you think?
Yes, I've seen many things new. I was very impressed. I was more impressed with the history of it and how it takes so much to get to something like this. It's something incredible.
Have you ever been on the inside of a hog building? And if not, what did you think about it?
No, I've never been anything like that. I've been in some smaller ones. It was very interesting, and I was very impressed.
It is really impressive to know that this business has been passed on through family generations, and I thought the feed mill was very interesting. Your thoughts about how they feed the hogs and all the nutrients and things that go into it?
Yeah, just the way they do things and how they do it is unbelievable. It takes a lot of work and a lot of time.
Well, Drew, I'm glad you got to be on the tour today and learn some new things. Wanted to ask you a little bit more about your involvement in FFA. You have a record book, so talk to us about that.
Yeah, my record book is going well. It's over landscape management. I started it last year. I got second place at section, I believe. Didn't quite make it to state, but hopefully this year I'll make it to state.
I enjoy talking to students about their record books, and one of the things that usually everyone has in common is that it takes a lot of time and a lot of work to keep that organized. So comments about that, you think the same thing?
My philosophy on it is if you get it done early, it usually tends to be easier, but sometimes it doesn't work out like that.
And once again, that was Drew Watson of the Nokomis FFA and Katie Brown, Senior Research Manager for the Mashoffs. Well, earlier this week, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue released the Department of Ag's Farm Bill principles. Perdue announced the principles as part of a trip to Pennsylvania while holding a town hall meeting. Through interacting with producers, the USDA says the agency developed the principles to share with Congress as lawmakers craft the next farm bill. A document released by USDA says the agency supports a farm bill that provides a farm safety net to help farmers during down economic times, promotes crop insurance as a risk management tool, increases access to farmland for new and beginning farmers, and supports conservation programs. USDA also says the next farm bill should seek to improve U.S. market competitiveness and help open international trade markets. As for nutrition programs, USDA says the next farm bill should support work as the pathway to self-sufficiency, well-being, and economic mobility for individuals and families receiving supplemental nutrition assistance. And you can find the complete list of farm bill principles online at USDA.gov. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.